Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show on this finally Friday. You made it to the weekend. It is 5:30. Thanks so much for being here with us as we get things going. And man, it's like finally here. I felt like yesterday was Friday. I know you mentioned that. I'm like, oh, now today is actually Friday.
Here we go.
I know. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. I'm looking forward to the weekend. We've got some friends that are coming into town this weekend, so we have a little group of friends now going out to dinner tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to that. And then outside of that, just kind of a quiet weekend, getting caught up on some things that I've been putting off. And it should be a nice one. You got plans for the weekend?
Yeah, we've got more volleyball. I feel like I say that a lot. But yeah, my daughter has another tournament this weekend, so we're going to be doing a lot of that. But yeah, looking forward to it. I really enjoy just, you know, watching, and it makes me happy. Like, yeah, I just sit there all pretty much all day and watch volleyball, but it's fun, and there's always stuff going on, like where they have the tournaments and stuff. So we're looking forward to doing a little bit of that. I'm excited to catch up on a couple of new shows. I need to make a correction on something. We brought up like great new shows yesterday, and I mentioned how we really like the show Loot, and it's so funny. It's Maya Rudolph, and I just love that show. And then I also said I'm hearing a lot about the show Shogun. Like, everyone is saying watch Shogun, and we got a text asking if it's a remake of a show from the 70s or 80s, and I was like, I don't think so. I don't know. And it is. So I got so many texts. People are like, it is. It's like a new version of it. It's really good. You have to watch it. I had never heard of the show, so that's why I did not know what it was all about. But apparently it is like a new remake of the show.
Okay. Because, we brought that up yesterday, but you've been talking a lot about Loot, and we were going to sit down and start watching that last night. We finished up dinner, and Laura's like, do you want to watch the show? I'm like, yeah, Mercedes, I'm talking about this show, Loot. And Laura goes, what's it about? I'm like, it's a Mercedes recommendation, so we know it's going to be good. She's like, yeah, but what's it about? I'm like, I don't know. So we're going to start it this weekend. We got distracted with some other things after dinner. But what is – so when I talked to her this afternoon at dinner tonight, when I say, let's go home tonight and do episode one of Loot, and she says, what's it about? I'm going to say, it's about
– it's about a woman who is married to a multi-billionaire. Adam Scott, you know Adam Scott, the actor. And something happens, and they go their separate ways. And so she has all this money, and she's never really done anything for herself, so she doesn't know what to do. Like, she's always kind of been his wife, and now she's trying to like use her money to do good things. And she meets some people that work under her her foundation that she didn't even know she had. And that's where the hilarity ensues.
Okay.
It's really funny.
I did tell her, I said, I know there's a character on there that collects wrestling figures. She's like, okay, cool. What
yeah,
else? I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's not till season two you
okay.
find out.
Okay.
So you better get watching. It's a good show.
Okay, so tonight at dinner, I'll tell her that, and we will start episode one when we get home from dinner tonight.
Yeah, and hey, we're always looking for your recs. If you have like anything that you're super into right now, show-wise, movie-wise, I have an ongoing list of all my K-dramas, and they're so good, but I love any good recommendations, and we trust you guys. We trust our pre-show listeners more than we trust anybody.
Yeah.
So this is just between us.
Discovered so many shows from you guys recommending something. I think Breaking Bad was someone from listening to the radio show called up and said, you guys watching Breaking Bad or something back when we got into that? I'm like, no. And yeah. then we checked it out. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
this is so
that
good.
Was like life-changing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we are so excited to get things going this morning. Let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick them where you guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Name by the Goo Goo Dolls? Hear Another Night by The Real McCoy. Or do you want to hear My Love by Justin Timberlake and T.I.?
I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grass, side by side.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, and this is the pre-show. Sometimes you'll recommend something to someone, like I just recommended to you guys that you should watch the show Loot.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone comes back to me and said, I watched that show, it was horrible, I feel really bad. Like, oh man, you invested all that time and you hated it? Wow. And that happened to you recently.
Oh, it did. I think this was on Wednesday. We were talking about the band Twisted Sister.
Yes, we realize what year it is, but we were talking about Twisted Sister.
And they might be getting back together
yes.
because the money is really good for, you know, these bands from the 80s and 90s to get back together. We were playing these songs, and I said, one of my favorite Twisted Sister songs is called The Price. It's a ballad. It's awesome. I just love the song, and I recommended it to you that you should listen to it. I'm not sure if you did, but I just announced on the radio, if you haven't heard it, take a listen to it. I got a message a couple hours later on Instagram. The message read, dude, that song sucks. Then later on in the afternoon, a second person, Mercedes, said something to me, and he came up to me, a friend of mine, but he listened to it, and he goes, dude, was that some kind of bit? I listened to that song.
All your friends call you dude?
Dude, bro.
Dude.
Dude. He didn't even say, he just said, dude. I knew he did not like it. Here's what The Price sounds like, if you're not familiar with the song.
Listen to it.
You did.
I did. I wanted to make sure I didn't use it on, like, listen to it on any, you know, like Apple Music or Spotify, because I didn't want them to start profiling me and thinking I like that kind of music. So I went on YouTube and I actually watched the video of The Price. And honest opinion, and you know I love you, but I thought it was amazing.
You did.
I thought it was great.
Oh, it's The Price.
You know me, I don't like this kind of music. I can't stand this kind of music.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, this song is pretty good. I was like, wow, I'm enjoying this. I'm kind of rocking out here.
Wow.
So if it makes you feel any better, I thought your recommendation was a good one.
Holy
cow. I liked
cow.
It.
Thank you for listening. That means so much to me that you took the time.
You're welcome.
To listen to the song.
And I just want to let everyone know, it's not Opposite Day or anything like that. I'm being serious.
It's today, April Fool's Day.
No.
What is going on? Oh my gosh. Hallelujah.
Yay. Yeah, all is not lost. Dude, I loved it, dude.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2039.
And now, your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It's 6 o'clock. It is April 12th. Thank you so much for being here. Is there something that everyone believes, but you don't? There's like a little fact that everyone believes, but you just have your doubts. There was a TikTok that I saw the other day, and they asked, the question was, if you had to eliminate one state, which would you choose? Now, I'll come back to that answer in a second. I want to hear what you have to say on that. If you had to eliminate one state, which would you choose? Well, they asked one of the Seattle Mariners pitchers that question. His name's Logan Gilbert. And this is what he said when asked the question, if you had to eliminate one state, which would you choose?
Eliminate one state? Uh-oh, some people are going to be mad. Maybe Wyoming? I've heard it's not real to begin with, because think about it. Have you ever met somebody from Wyoming?
I haven't.
Nobody has. So I've heard that it's not real.
So I'm like, he's heard that Wyoming's not real. What does that mean? I started digging deeper into this. Is this a thing where people don't believe that Wyoming is real? There is a Reddit page that is completely devoted to the idea that Wyoming is not a real state. Now, this is a whole thing where they completely doubt the existence that this is a state. And someone wrote, there's this definition for Wyoming on Urban Dictionary. And it says, anyone you've met who thinks they have been to Wyoming or believes they lived in Wyoming have had fake memories implanted by the U.S. government.
I've been there 3 times.
Nope, you sure haven't. It doesn't exist.
Planning on going back again this summer. We've been to Jackson Hole. We drive through Yellowstone. We spent a couple nights in Cody, Wyoming. And then we drive back. I've been there 3 times.
It doesn't exist, JC. How could you have been there?
Yeah, that was, it exists.
Those are all memories the government planted in your brain.
I had my hands in the Snake River. We've been to the rodeo. The Grand Teton Mountains, driven through them. Mercedes, it exists.
That's great that you think that. I'm glad you think that, but it does not exist.
It's true. It's July.
Is there something?
They implant something in my mind.
Is there something that everyone believes, but you don't? You do not believe it. 702-364-9400. Now back to the original question. If you could get rid of any state, which state would you get rid of?
It's easy. North Dakota, and we'll just have the Dakotas. We don't need a North Dakota and South Dakota. And the reason I would get rid of North Dakota is because South Dakota has Mount Rushmore, and it's established itself. As people know, South Dakota, Mount Rushmore, and so I guess they'd still be the Dakotas. Yeah, so North Dakota, making it one Dakota.
Just, it's not really getting rid of it. It would just be like ejected.
Yeah. I'm not going to eliminate one state. I think we in North Carolina, South Carolina, just make it the Carolinas. How obnoxious are you saying, oh, we need two of them. We need a North Nevada and a South Nevada. No, it's just one state.
What about North Carolina and South Carolina? They have the same thing?
Yeah, I'm saying get rid of the North and the South. And it's just the Carolinas. It's just the Dakotas.
I'm trying to think what state I would pick. No disrespect to anyone from there, but I would probably say Mississippi.
Why Mississippi?
I don't know. I never really hear anything about Mississippi.
Would the river still have the name, Mississippi River, or
yeah,
would you have to change that too?
You keep the name of the river, but I think I'd just get rid of Mississippi, or maybe Maryland. Do you hear anything out of Maryland?
We lived in D.C., so I did hear a lot.
How about Maine? It's just kind of out there by itself.
What about Delaware? It's so small. You blink and you drive through it. And seriously, there's nothing going on in Delaware. No offense, Delaware people. But listen, I lived there in that area, drove through it so many times. It's such a small state.
I've heard it's very beautiful, though.
But it could be absorbed by Pennsylvania or absorbed by Maryland.
It would be gone. We'd pluck it out, and it's gone.
Oh, I thought they meant the land.
Land's gone. We, like, lift up the state, and we throw it in the trash. Okay. And there's a big blank space there.
Then definitely North Dakota. So we keep South Dakota,
but
and we keep
Dakota's
Mount Rushmore.
So beautiful.
But I got to get rid of one.
Oh, like, yeah, you should pick Mississippi. I'm just kidding.
Then it changes the flow of the river.
It really does. It really does.
This is a heavy question.
But just so you know, there are people that believe that Wyoming does not exist.
Now, coming up here in about 15 minutes, we have those tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert. Those are yours when you win Heads Up. And up next, we have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
1 week and counting until the new Taylor Swift album comes out. But she just popped up somewhere that surprised a lot of fans. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Well, we have Taylor Swift trending this morning, and we are 1 week out from the release of her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, and a lot of fans have just noticed that her music has returned to TikTok. It's back. Universal Music Group, which Taylor belongs to, they had removed all their artist catalogs from the platform in early February after the two companies failed to renew their music licensing agreement. UMG said that TikTok was trying to bully them into this unfair deal that didn't address the concerns over AI-generated music and then the artist compensation. So now Taylor is back. She's one of the first artists to have their music return on the site, possibly because she owns the masters. Maybe that had something to do with it. But other UMG artists like Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, Bad Bunny, they have not had their music added back yet. So people are just kind of waiting to see what's going on with that. In related news, sources say she and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, they're going to be headed to Coachella this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's not slated to perform, but fans are keeping their fingers crossed. As we talked about this earlier, three of her close friends are all on the lineup. Lana Del Rey, who she has her song Snow on the Beach with, her friend and co-writer Jack Antonoff's band, Bleachers, they're performing. And one of her tour openers, Sabrina Carpenter, will be performing at Coachella. So who knows? I mean, stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah, imagine that walkout. She comes out there and surprises the crowd with any one of those three and starts performing or just does one song or a duet or something. The Coachella, they would lose their minds out there.
They would lose their minds. It would be crazy. And we're super excited about Taylor's new album coming out next Friday. And we're having a listening party in 1 week. It's going to be so much fun. We'll have your passes to the listening party coming up this morning in the 9 o'clock hour, but it's happening at Jackpot Bar and Grill, and it's the Tortured Poets Department album listening party. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have games. We're going to listen to the album. We're going to trade friendship bracelets. It's going to be so much fun. So we'll have a 4-pack of tickets to come to the party coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And just people are asking, is it 21 and over? No, it's all ages. So you can come bring the family. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a meeting kind of putting the final touches on this whole thing. And after that meeting, I walked out of there so excited, looking forward to this event. You can only win those tickets. So 9:40 is when we have those tickets. And I think we need to mention something that's coming up at 6:30, which we haven't yet this morning, because we have an artist coming on the show that I'm really excited to talk to.
Yeah, she is literally blowing up. And it's one of those situations where it's like you want to talk to her now before she's too big. Her name is Charlotte Carden. You may have heard of her. She like killed it at the Juno Awards. The Juno Awards are like the Canadian version of the Grammys, and she's got this song out that you're hearing right now called Confetti. It's so good. Charlotte Carden is gonna be on our show in just a few minutes. Don't want to miss that. We can even play the new song, Confetti, if you want to hear it. It's so good. So stick around. Charlotte Carden on the way next. It's Mix.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. And we're doing Heads Up and want caller 20 right now. So call us at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a great prize.
We have your tickets right now to Reggae in the Desert. It's coming to town. It's going to be so much fun, featuring Steel Pulse, Collie Buds, many more at the Clark County Government Amphitheater. It's happening on, of course, April 20th, 420. And if you want to go, we've got your tickets right now. Caller 20 gets to play. Heads up. Your category, since it's Friday, there's only one left. It's Breaking Bad. But you do get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Fallon, you are caller 20. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
I am. I know nothing about Breaking Bad, but let's do it.
All right. Well, here's the good news. Breaking Bad's just the name of the category. What is actually in this is Public Television Day was on Sunday, so these are all popular TV shows, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you might have better luck with that. Now, who do you want to pick for your partner this morning?
I'm going to go JC.
All right.
All right, here we go, Fallon. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and we get these tickets to Reggae in the Desert, and we start now. Ready?
Start.
Sorry. Okay,
there you go.
This one has dragons in it. There was the Red Wedding. It was on HBO. We'll pass on that one. This was a show about nothing. Jerry was the star. Elaine, George.
Seinfeld.
Yes. This is a current show about football, about soccer. And Jason Sudeikis is the very inspirational coach.
Pass.
We'll pass. This is about a bunch of zombies.
Walking Dead.
Yes. Cartman's on this show. Oh my gosh.
Park.
Yes, South Park. This is a space one. Spock is on this one. Captain Kirk.
Star Trek.
Yes. This is a Star Wars spinoff. I believe Baby Yoda is in this one as well.
Mandalorian.
Yes. We'll pass on the next one. This was one from the 90s, a scientific one. David Duchovny was the star of this.
Pass.
Okay, Ed O'Neill was in this one. It was,
man, you guys were so close.
Don't tell me we're at five.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, no, we were one off.
I'm so sorry, guys. Oh, that was really, some of those were really tough. Those
if you don't watch them.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have no idea. Fallon, that was a great try. Thank you so much for trying. And that means caller 20 right now. You get these passes. Reggae in the Desert. It's going to be at the Clark County Amphitheater on April 20th. And if you want to go, they're yours right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
Hey, and then up next, we're really excited to be talking to Charlotte Cardin.
Charlotte Cardin is just blowing up. If you haven't heard of her, this is her big single called Confetti. And it's really good. She just won, like, Record of the Year at the Junos, which is the Canadian version of the Grammys. And she is taking over the States. We are going to have her in studio in a couple of weeks. But right now, we're going to talk to her on the phone. Charlotte Cardin coming up next. If you haven't heard of the singer Charlotte Cardin, you are going to. She has a new single out called Confetti. Here's what that sounds like.
I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti.
And we're super excited to welcome her to the show right now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
We are great. We are loving the new single, Confetti, out right now. This has been like a whirlwind career for you, especially as of late. How are you absorbing all of this?
Well, first of all, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy the song. It's been a really fun few months since we put out the album. We've been touring a lot, having all these really amazing experiences. And we had the Junos in Canada a couple weeks ago, and my album 99 Nights won Album of the Year there. So it's just been really, really fun and exciting.
Not just Album of the Year, Pop Album of the Year, too. Let's not undersell everything, okay?
The song Confetti, tell everyone what it's about, because there's a line in there that just speaks to me. What is the song about?
So Confetti is like my ode to introverts. It's a song about being an introverted person at a party and feeling like you don't belong and just feeling super awkward in a moment. It's basically a song it's a party song for people who don't necessarily like being at the party. And it goes out to those who sometimes have to give themselves a little pep talk in the mirror of the bathroom of the party, being like, okay, you can go back there and you can do this. And I wrote it with my friend who's like me, an introverted person. And so we wrote our little ode to introverts like that.
Well, that line you have, always want to stay, want to go, want to stay. That's me. But before I even leave the house, like, you make plans, like, I want to do it. Nah, I want to stay in. No, I want to do it. I want to stay in. It just, the song speaks to me. It's fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I always feel that way. And then once you're at the party, you're like, oh, it's not that bad. And then 2 seconds later, you're like, okay, you know what? I want to go. So it's always about, yeah, wanting to stay and wanting to go. That's me all the time.
Charlotte, have you ever taken the Myers-Briggs personality test?
I absolutely have. And I don't remember all the letters, but I know that I'm like super introverted, and I'm definitely for that part of the test. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an INFJ. So I was listening to the song like, wow, it's like she's in my head. This is very crazy. I love it.
Well, can we talk about the song Jim Carrey? Because I think Jim Carrey is an amazing actor, but I love Jim Carrey for his motivational speeches, his kind of outlook on life, and you have a song about that. Do you know, has Jim Carrey heard the song and said anything about it?
Yes. So I actually got a phone call from Jim Carrey the day the song was released, and that was the craziest phone call I've ever gotten in my life. So just like you, I had always loved Jim's comedy and obviously his acting, but I really kind of fell in love with the character when I got familiar with his motivational speeches and all of that, and all the interviews he did about the ego and his outlook on life, which is brilliant and really, really interesting. And so I wrote a song about wanting to marry Jim Carrey for him to help me get rid of my ego that's basically holding me back from a lot of things. And he actually ended up calling me the day the song was released. And he was so kind and elegant and generous. We spoke for about 20 minutes on the phone. And, you know, a lot of people say, like, don't meet your heroes, you'll be disappointed. But in this case, talking to Jim Carrey on the phone just made me love him even more.
That's so amazing. I love hearing that, when the celebrity is everything they lived up to and more. And that's probably going to just make that song even more meaningful for you as you perform it.
Absolutely. Like, it's taken a whole other level after actually talking to the person who directly inspired the song.
We're talking to Charlotte Cardin. Her new single, Confetti, is out right now. You've been in the entertainment business in some capacity for a long time. You've modeled, you've been doing music for a while now. What is the worst advice that someone has given you that you look back on now and you're like, wow, that was terrible, terrible advice?
I think the worst advice I've gotten, and that's a very funny question, because most people usually ask me what the best advice I've gotten is, but this is my first time answering this specific question, and I love it. The worst advice I've ever gotten was to hurry up to release, to put out music, and that I had to, to just really, like, ride the wave. And I was at a point in my life where I was still figuring out what I wanted to do creatively, and I was still kind of, I needed the time to really figure out what my genre was and what I wanted to do and what stories I wanted to tell. And I've had a few people be like, no, you have to put out music now, and that's when it's happening. And I decided not to listen to them, because in my heart, I felt like I wasn't ready to put out music. And I'm so glad I didn't listen to that advice, because I think the most important thing, everyone creates at a different pace. Everyone finds inspiration in different situations of their life. And I think you need to be ready to put out music, and you need to feel comfortable with the music you're putting out before you actually do. And so I would have regretted putting something I wasn't ready to put out. So that was definitely the worst advice I've gotten. And I'm happy I didn't follow that advice.
Yeah, we're happy you didn't either.
Yeah,
we like what we hear.
Your worst advice just became someone listening's best advice right now. That's amazing.
Well, we are excited, Charlotte. You're coming to Las Vegas. You're going to be doing a special underground lounge for us here at the radio station. Cannot wait for that. Are you a Las Vegas person? Have you been before? And what are you looking forward to about our city?
I'm actually so excited to come because I've never been to Vegas ever. So it's going to be so fun to do a little intimate performance like that. It's always nice to share the music in a different context. So I'm super excited to discover Vegas and to meet you guys in person. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
We're going
to
have the best introverted, extroverted time ever. Thank you so much, Charlotte. It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Wow, this was really fast, you guys. So some people are like, it's not a shocker. But the Golden Bachelor couple, Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist, they're divorcing already.
Get out of here. Are you serious? That was just like 2 months ago.
I know, right? They just revealed it this morning on Good Morning America. And they say a deeper interview is coming this morning. So we'll see what they have to say, but it comes 3 months after their TV wedding. They have been living apart since their wedding. Oh. Questions about the relationship were kind of, you know, circling, so they finally came out and said it. I guess this morning he talks about how they had a lot of heart-to-heart conversations, and they really looked at their situation and their living situation and all of that, and just came to the conclusion that it was not going to work out, so they are going to dissolve the marriage.
Oh, that's too bad. I heard an interview with, I don't even know who the contestant was, but they were talking about being on that show, and someone asked them, you get so upset when you don't get picked, and you have to leave the show, and you just literally met this guy 2 weeks ago. Why are you so upset about this whole thing? And this contestant was saying, think about it. You're in this house for 2 weeks or so, and your only focus is on this one person for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, just you feel like you're losing something. The emotions get the best of you, and that's where you're acting that way. But then when you get out of the house and step back from the situation, you're like, what was I doing?
Yeah, like, why did I sign up for this?
Seriously,
remind me again?
What's going on? That's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to hear about someone going through something like that. But at the same time, a lot of people are like, yeah, that's not surprising that it didn't work out.
I thought maybe the Golden Bachelor might. More mature, yes.
No, older people can be immature also.
Yes, they can.
Not saying it's immature, but you know what I mean.
Yep.
All right. Also this morning, so Walmart, if you buy produce at Walmart, they owe you money. They recently agreed to settle a class action lawsuit alleging that they charged customers more than they should have for weighted goods like packed poultry and pork and seafood and bagged citrus items. So they're shelling out $45 million to people who made fresh purchases from October of 2018 to this past January. So that covers 5 years. So if you want a piece of that, you can file a claim online. Unfortunately, as you can imagine, a lot of people shop at Walmart. So each person's share is going to be pretty small. If you bought 50 or fewer qualifying items, you can get $10. If you bought 51 to 75, you can get $15. 76 to 100 gets you 20, and 101 or more items entitles you to $25. You can get more if you actually kept your receipts. In that case, they're going to give you 2% back on the cost of the weighted goods, but you would have to be a huge shopper for that. Even if you have receipts for, say, $5,000 in fresh fruits and vegetables over the past 5 years, that'd still only be $100, and the most you can get is $500 on it.
Oh, but you have to have some kind of receipt, though? Because I was there during the pandemic. I hit up Walmart a bunch.
Well, I think that you can still get it without receipts, but if you're looking for the bigger amount,
the big payout, you gotta, I got zero receipts.
So, you know, you could probably get $10, $15 from it if you really, really want to.
There you go.
It's money. Yeah, it's your money.
Do you tax on it then, I wonder, at the end of the year?
I don't know.
The whole hassle of it? Is it valuable $10?
You already got taxed when you purchased
the
goods.
That's true. That's a good point.
So I think you're fine.
Oh, you'd be a good tax attorney.
Hey,
I like this.
Thank you so much. Finally, this morning, have you ever gone past a billboard and wished you could actually smell that billboard? Like, something looks so good on there. You're like, oh, I wish I could smell that. Well, McDonald's is debuting their first ever scented billboard. Right now, they're only in the Netherlands, and it's kind of a stunt. They don't really show any ads. They're just blank. They're red or yellow signs, but they do have these smells piped in and vented out, and they're asking people that pass by what they notice. And most of them said that they smell French fries. So it's not clear if they're doing this just for social media clicks or if this is something that's going to be rolled out everywhere. It seems like a good idea. They're placing these billboards in areas that are close to McDonald's location. So maybe you walk by, oh man, I really want McDonald's, and then you go into a McDonald's.
Well, if you're just joining us, you missed our conversation with Charlotte Cardin, and what an amazing woman she is.
She's so talented. Her new single, Confetti, is out. She just won a bunch of Juno Awards. And we've been getting a lot of messages asking if you could play the whole song. We played a snippet of it, but let's do it. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. Let us know what you think. It's Charlotte Cardin's song. It's Confetti. She says it's a love letter to introverts out there. So see what you think and let us know. 702-364-9400.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Coming up here later on this hour, when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to get a four-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California.
Rianne, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we hear you have a situation that you want to talk about. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm just in a little bit of a dilemma here, okay? So I'm married and have been for about 2 years now. Me and my husband, when we first got together, he explained to me that he's friends with his ex. I've actually met her a couple times, and she's really nice. I'm totally fine with that. But I did express that I didn't really want her to be a big part of our lives, and he agreed. Come to find out, they still stay in touch, which is fine. But she recently found someone who she really likes and is now drawing up the idea that she would like to go on double dates with us. To be honest, I'm really not into that, but my husband seems to think otherwise on his side.
So he wants you guys to all go out together, or she proposed this. He's trying to be a good friend and like, oh, that sounds cool, but what's nice is he's bringing it up to you. And you're like, no, absolutely not. Or are you on the fence about it? How are you feeling?
Yeah, so she actually proposed the idea to him, and he's kind of put out there that he would be okay to go on the double dates with him. I'm feeling a little bit torn, and I don't really know if it's my call or his call. I just don't really want her to be a big part of our lives anymore.
Because if you go out on one double date, then they're going to be like, hey, we should go out again.
Yeah.
And that might turn into multiple dates.
What do you guys think? I would say heck no on this. And then I'm thinking, too, think about the guy. I just started dating Becky, and Becky's like, oh, we're going to go on a double date with my ex-boyfriend and his wife. I'd be like, no, I don't want to meet your ex.
Oh, yeah. How does he feel about
it? Yeah.
I just have to say, Rianne, I think it's really cool that, like, right off the bat, you're like, I'm cool with them talking. I'm cool with them, you know, keeping in touch. I'm just being honest. I don't want to hang with him, and I totally respect that. Let's see what everyone else thinks. Are you cool with hanging on and waiting to see what everyone else has to say?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Okay, so we're already getting calls. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Anna's on hold. Anna, don't go anywhere. We want to talk to you. All I see on the screen, it says, no, all caps. And so we're going to find out why Anna is so against this. That and more of your calls on the way next. It's Mix 94.1.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We just got off the phone with Rianne and she had a question. Her husband, his ex, they're friends and she's totally cool with it, but her ex just found a new guy and is proposing that they go out on double dates. Rianne says, I don't want to. The husband wants to. What do you do in that situation? And Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? I saw on the screen it says no with multiple O's and it's on all caps. Why do you say no?
You know, I had a very similar experience. And the thing is all you do is during the date is constantly compare. It's like, you know, who probably looks better? What do they have that I didn't? And then after the date, it was, you know, if I suggested, hey, let's go to a different restaurant, and then my husband would say, did you go with, you know, so-and-so before? You know, so it was just a mess. And I would say, absolutely not, N-O exclamation.
I totally get what you're saying. I thought you were going to say more along the lines of, like, when you are with someone that has had a history with your significant other, and they start telling all the old stories of what they did and stuff, and you're kind of sitting there like, I have nothing to contribute to this.
Absolutely. It goes in that direction. That's what the conversation led to as well, is, you know, then it was a constant comparison of those kinds of things. So it was toxic from the beginning. So I would say no.
Okay, Anna, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Adriana. Adriana, what do you think?
Okay, so I am divorced with kids and I only keep in touch with my ex-husband and do things if it involves the kids, like birthday dinners. But I would not go out or talk to him on my own. Now, this lady has already spoken to her husband and he's not accepting it, she should just talk straight directly to the ex-wife and be like, listen, I'm not intimidated. I just don't feel like having a friendship with you.
Is that wrong to tell someone, I don't want to be your friend?
In this situation, maybe it is, because she did drop that little line of saying that I don't want her to be a part of our lives or a big part of our lives anymore. Don't you think this is a great opportunity? If she's found someone, she's about to start dating a guy, this is a great point for her husband to finally kind of distance himself from his ex.
Yeah, I think there is something to that. I also, as someone who is friends with, I wouldn't say friends with exes, but just like, I don't harbor too much bad blood with a couple of them. I wouldn't necessarily want to go out with them, but I don't hate them. You know, I don't want to like cut them out of the life completely. I'll wish them happy birthday on social media still.
Your ex's happy birthday?
Just two of them. I don't have a ton of exes, but just two of them.
Just two. They get the birthday greeting.
Didn't you go out with one of your wife's exes? Didn't you, like, he come to town? And I thought, I remember you saying that you guys...
They did not date. There was one of her, she had a male friend that came and stayed with us.
Oh, I could have sworn you said that, like, you met the ex or something, and, like, something about a sweatshirt.
Oh, no. I found a letter that she had wrote to her ex about a sweatshirt or something that she had, I think.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Was, like, in, 2005?
The past is the past. Yeah. Leave it in the past.
You've got a memory.
Hey, man. We've been working together for a while.
But there was too. The person that stayed was a friend of hers, just like a male friend. They never dated or anything. They were just friends. He was at our wedding. And he came and visited us, and he stayed with us. And afterwards, I told him, like, that was just weird. Because I had to entertain him, because she had to work. And, like, we went out to a UNLV football game, and he's hanging out with my buddies. And, like, hey, JC, who's your friend? And I'm like, well,
he's not my friend.
He's friends with Laura. They're like, what? It was just really weird.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward. I didn't like it at all. All right, it's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. It's all to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. So you're ready for these passes. Be caller 20 right now, and you can take on the Mega Minute. We've had a... haven't had a ton of luck this week, but we are looking to get a winner. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. You do that, and you're going to Legoland, California. Caller 20 gets a shot. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Happy Friday, Ashley. How you doing?
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
You are in for the Mega Minute. How you feeling?
I'm very excited. I've played once before but lost.
Okay.
So I'm hoping I had better luck.
Redemption time.
Yes.
Let's do this, Ashley. You know how it works. It starts quickly, so get ready.
So, Ashley, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions, and you're playing for those tickets to Legoland. If you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
Which instrument has 88 keys and is played with your hands?
Piano.
Yes. So what do you call the substance that erupts from a volcano?
Lava.
Yes. What does a thermometer measure?
Temperature.
Yes. How many bones does an adult human typically have?
Pass.
In which continent is the Sahara Desert located?
Sahara? Africa?
Yes. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal was Baloo?
A bear.
Yes. Scarlett Johansson plays what Marvel superhero?
Black Widow.
Yes. My Heart Will Go On from the Titanic soundtrack. Yes. What TV show has the rivalry of the Starks versus the Lannisters?
Game of Thrones.
Yes. What superhero is known to save Gotham?
Batman.
Yes. How many bones does an adult human typically have? Yes! Ashley!
Yay!
I said it before. I'll say it again. It's all about redemption. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Whoa! Ashley, how did you come back with the right answer? You just knew it?
My kid in the back was yelling it at me.
Oh, yes. You know, her kid's on the phone Googling. How many times? Hey, you win however you win. That's up to you. And we are so happy for you, Ashley. What a great way to round out the week. I'm so happy.
Ashley, well, you and your family, you're going to Legoland. You got a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. Congratulations. Now, next hour, when you play Heads Up and you win Heads Up at 8:25, you're getting tickets to Bluey's Big Play. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You know, Monday is tax day. Taxes are due. Did you already do your taxes?
They will be done by Monday. I've been going back and forth.
Oh, you haven't done them yet?
Because we end up always owing a little bit. And so it's like we get everything done and then they get filed on Monday electronically. And then, you know, the check goes out. I think it's electronic.
I already got my refund.
Did
I got
you?
It like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, if I was getting money back, I'd be on that thing as soon as I got my W-2s back.
It wasn't a ton of money. It was just a little bit, but it's, you know, I don't know. I look at it two ways. One, it's better than paying, but two, is it better than paying? Because then the government was using your money. And so in your situation, yeah, you got to pay, but that means that they weren't messing around with your money.
Yeah, hold on to it as long as possible.
Well, just FYI, if you haven't filed yet, the IRS, they're reminding taxpayers about the charitable deduction rules. They say that most people take the standard deduction, but if you itemize, you got to remember that donations have to be to, one, a qualified organization. You can't just be like, oh, it's for my sister's vacation fund. That doesn't count.
She had a GoFund.
Yeah. The donation has to have been during the proper tax year. There has to be a record of it. And the total deduction cannot be more than 60% of your adjusted gross income. So just keep that in mind as you're filing your taxes this weekend.
Do you get risky with deductions, or you keep things kind of straight?
We always tell our accountant, do it on the up and up. You know, we don't want anything to flag us. We are honest about it. I save all my receipts. I send them all to him. He's like, wow, you have a lot of receipts. I'm like, hey, we're doing this the right way.
As someone that was once audited and came out on the winning side of the whole thing, ended up just owing $100. Don't push things.
I don't want to push anything.
Save receipts because they will literally break everything down. You wrote off a tuxedo? I did. For what? An event. Do you have the receipt? I don't. We'll prove it. I got a picture, and they accepted the picture of me wearing a tuxedo at a radio station event.
That works. That's a receipt in my book.
Hey, next hour at 8:25, there's tickets for you to Bluey's Big Play.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, I need some music for this one. If you know, you know. Bluey, we have tickets to give away. 4 tickets to Bluey's big show next hour when it comes to town. But the world premiere of the Bluey special, The Sign, is Sunday, and kids and adults alike are really excited about this. So the animated Australian show, it's the second most popular streaming show in the U.S. There are plenty of reasons why, but a lot of people feel like this is one of those shows that is made for kids that adults love even more. Is there a show that is completely designed for kids that you absolutely love? There's this whole discussion online about why adults love Bluey just as much as kids. And some of the reasons are the humor's intelligent. It gives parents ideas for kid-friendly games and activities. It has real-life parenting problems. And the characters, they're not perfect. So many times when you see people on TV, mm-hmm. they're like perfect. But on Bluey, they're not perfect. I mean, my kids are grown up. I have teenagers now. And they don't watch Bluey, but I love Bluey. I love just the messages that you get. And it's just a very comforting show.
And it's dog friendly too, right? It's designed the colors to appeal to dogs, correct?
Yes, exactly. So your dogs can watch Bluey too. Is there a show that you know you're not the target audience for, but you absolutely love it? 702-364-9400. Yeah, the world premiere of The Sign, the Bluey special, is on Sunday. You can catch it on Disney Channel and Disney Plus.
Ramon, who's filling in for Steph, who's at a bachelor party right now, or bachelorette party in Florida. Ramon, Scott, you got your son, right?
Yes.
And he loves Bluey?
We both love Bluey.
Why do you love Bluey so much?
It's always a good message. Like, the parents aren't perfect. You know, and every other kid's show at the end of the episode, you learn something.
And let me ask you if you feel this way too, Ramon. The music on Bluey is really good too, don't you think?
Oh, that theme song is a banger.
Yes, I love the music on Bluey. So, okay, I'm glad to know I'm not
alone.
There
we go. Thank you, Ramon.
Of course.
If you are planning a vacation during peak time this summer, you better pack your patience, because experts say this summer is going to bring record-breaking travel numbers. Close to 5 billion people are expected to travel around the world, which breaks a previous record, and it completely surpasses pre-pandemic levels. Over 90% of Americans say they plan to take a trip.
Oh, we first went to Wyoming during it was 2020, so summer of the pandemic, and we drove through Yellowstone. And it was a ghost town.
Like, Wyoming doesn't exist.
I know, according to you and that baseball player. It does exist. I was there. But it's so funny. Driving through Wyoming, there was no traffic. Driving through Yellowstone, no traffic. Yellowstone Lake, you stop, there's no one there. I'm like, wow, this place really is deserted. Not thinking it's, you know, the pandemic's taking place. And then 2021, more traffic. 2022, yeah. It was really, really bad. And we're going back this summer, which I just know, driving through, it is packed. It's going to be crazy this summer.
Yeah, and more Americans like to drive than fly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, watch out for a lot of people traveling by car. All right, finally this morning, do you remember that Willy Wonka experience that they had in Scotland that was like the Timu version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
It's got cardboard cutouts.
It was really bad, right? Well, the guy who put together this Willy Wonka experience got roasted online, but guess what? He's bringing the adventure to Los Angeles.
Heck yeah!
Yeah, so they're going to bring this horrible Willy Wonka experience to L.A. The description reads, get ready to step into a realm of pure imagination as the highly acclaimed Willy's Chocolate Experience L.A. makes its debut. debut in the U.S. Following its groundbreaking success in Glasgow, this fantastical event promises an immersive journey into the whimsical world of Willy Wonka. It looks as if the event will... It's going to mock its failed attempt. It's not like they're trying to make it better. Uh-huh. They're making fun. It's going to be just as bad. Like I said, the Timu version, maybe the Sheen version of Willy Wonka. It's being held in a nondescript warehouse. You can get the tickets for $44. The event's on Eventbrite. And it should be a horrible time.
Now, coming up here next, we have a new Friday morning tradition.
Buffalo's Beef.
Oh, I can't wait. Buffalo Larry, he's going to join the show and tell us what is making him mad this morning. That is coming up after Black Eyed Peas. It is Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Coming up later this hour, 8:25, your tickets to go see Bluey.
Buffalo's Beef.
Buffalo's Beef. We do this on Fridays where we talk to Buffalo Larry, and he has a beef about something. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. You sound like you're in a good mood today.
I'm not.
Oh.
Larry's a very sweet guy. I always feel the need to defend Larry when he comes on, because I don't really think you're some kind of curmudgeon.
No, but I like it. I think the curmudgeon vibe is very appealing. I enjoy it. All right, Larry, what do you have a beef about today?
Well, I'm baffled at Las Vegas's obsession with pergolas. I think that it is possibly the most useless piece of lawn furniture to ever exist, especially in the hottest place ever. Like, what do they do, and why are they on every single house here? Like, they don't block any sun, they block no rain. You sit under them, you're just outside. I don't understand the point, and they're everywhere.
As someone who has a pergola in her backyard, which I, in my defense, it was there when we moved in. It's not like I had it built. I tend to agree with you. I don't really know what it's for. Is it like an aesthetic thing? Is it just supposed
to be
pretty?
Stonehenge, like completely useless. I don't know. And it just seems like they're everywhere, and they always have string lights on them. Like, everybody's obsessed with pergolas and string lights.
Like the bistro lights.
Yeah.
I had a pergola as well in my first house, and I'll never forget realizing what it was. I thought it was a covered patio, and then I remember the first time it was raining, stepping outside and going, why am I getting wet? Oh, there's holes in this roof. Pay the extra $200.
You'll get a striped sunburn underneath it, too.
I did. I did.
Yeah. So that's my baffled beef. I need to figure out the desert's obsession with these fake shades.
I love that you notice the little things. I can honestly say I've never thought about the uselessness of pergolas. And now I'm going to go home today and say, we need to get rid of this pergola. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're everywhere on Facebook Marketplace, and Costco has like a new $1,000 version every couple of months. It's ridiculous.
Everyone's going to go home and look at their pergola tonight and go, oh, man, Larry's judging us.
This is why we love you, Larry. That is today's Buffalo's Beef.
Buffalo's Beef.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
Okay, we are ready to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Friday, and that means we need one of you to join the show, be a part of it, and decide who gets to play their song. One of us is trying to make you say Oh Wow with the song that we picked, and you ultimately decide if it plays. Caller 20, you're going to be our guest vetoer this morning. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Robin. Happy Friday. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy Friday. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hey. Thanks for joining the show. You are going to be deciding on this Oh Wow Wheel here. We're going to give it a big spin. One of us wants to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. You decide, Robin, ultimately, if it's going to play based on who it lands on. The wheel has been spun. It is slowing down, and it looks like it is going to land on... Ooh. JC. Woo! All right. Okay, so here's the deal, Robin. JC is going to tell you his category. He's going to tell you his song. And if you want to hear it, say, let's let it play. If you want to give it the veto, it'll move to the next person, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, my category is a song from an artist that starts with the letter A. And I'm going with some rock, and I'm going with AC/DC, Back in Black.
Okay, Robin, what do you say? Does it play or do you give it the veto?
I say play.
Yeah. Let's do it. Perfect Friday song. It plays. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, AC/DC on the Friday Morning Oh Wow Wheel.
That was JC's pick. The wheel landed on him. He got the go-ahead to play his song. And if you're not saying Oh Wow, I mean, we just cannot help you on that. That was a great pick. Now, if he would have gotten the veto, it was going to move over to me. My category today was an artist that starts with the letter B. I know what you're all thinking. Oh, she picked BTS. No, I didn't. I threw you for a loop, and I also went rock, and I picked Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Whoa.
I know. Kind of feeling like the rock vibes this morning.
Yeah, you are.
And Steph, she is out of town for a bachelorette party, but she left her song. It was a song with a one-word title, so she picked Believe by Cher.
Do you believe?
Now, who knows? Maybe you'll hear one of those songs next hour as we take it back. I love Fridays because it's a Friday Rewind, and we play all your favorite songs from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. That's all happening next hour, so you can get your request in early if you'd like. Right now, call us, text us. Our number is 702-364-9400. It's Harry Styles, and it's on Mix 94.1.
It's 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Oh, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and we're doing Heads Up, so we need caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400, and you're playing for a really big prize.
We have your tickets, four of them, to Bluey's Big Show. It's coming to Reynolds Hall at the Smith Center August 10th. We were just talking about the big premiere of Bluey that's happening on Sunday. But your tickets to see Bluey live right now, if you're caller 20, you're playing Heads Up. Your category, there's only one left since it's Friday, is Bookshelf. But if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Stephanie. Stephanie, you ready to play Heads Up?
I sure am.
All right, let's do this. Your category is Bookshelf. This week is National Library Week. So these are all things that are associated with the library, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Stephanie. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
This is the person that works at the library.
Librarian.
Yes. This is what you check out when you go there.
Books.
Yes. This is what I said. When you want to take a book, you have to do this.
Read it?
You have to give them your card so you can take it home. You do this.
Check out the
yes,
book.
Yes. This is, you look up things. It's not a dictionary, but it's like got a lot of information.
Encyclopedia.
Yes. This is the person who wrote the book.
Author.
Yes. You have to have one of these in order to check out a book. You have to hand them your what?
Library card.
Yes. Yes. Nice job, Stephanie. No problem at all for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stephanie, you have four tickets to Bluey's Big Play at Reynolds Hall in the Smith Center on Saturday, August 10th. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you so much.
And next hour, we have a four-pack of tickets for you to attend the private Mix 94.1 Taylor Swift The Tortured Poets Department album listening party that's happening at Jackpot Bar and Grill. Four-pack of tickets for you coming up at 9:40. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. I know we turn to Google for basically everything. If you don't know the answer to a question, you Google it. And I thought that this question that singer Lily Allen Googled was hilarious. And it actually came up with a couple of different answers depending on where you're from. So Lily Allen, she's a singer. She used to be bigger back in the day, but she kind of put her career on hold when she had kids. And okay. She was married previously. She is now married to David Harbour. From Stranger Things?
The sheriff.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. So she saw him on that dating app Raya, which is the dating app for celebrities. And she like met up with him there. She went out with him and she really wanted to take this relationship to another level. She wanted to have relations with mm-hmm. him. She was attracted to him. And she Googled how long she should wait to see to be with him before they went all the way. How many dates do you think you should go on before you have relations with someone? 702-364-9400. I know there's no like magic number, but in your personal feeling, how long should you wait? How many dates? What do you think?
Okay, I'm going back to my single days and I'm going to say 5 dates.
5 dates.
Because in my mind, 5 dates, you're busy, you're with work, you have a life and stuff. So that's probably about 2 weeks, I'm thinking. Maybe just over the 2 week mark for 5 dates. I'm going to say, if you're picking a number of dates, I'm going to go with 5.
Okay, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. So Lily Allen, she Googled this question. And she had 2 different answers depending on whether they're English or American.
Okay.
So if you are English, the answer was yours, 5.
It was 5 dates. Okay.
American was 7.
I'm a little premature here.
Yeah. So Americans waited. It was funny because when I first started dating my now husband, he like put the brakes on everything. I was like, hey, this is working out great. I was like, good to go. Like, you know, he put the brakes on me. And he told me it's because he was taking this relationship seriously and he wanted to wait. And I was like, it just kind of made me look at him a little differently in a mm-hmm. positive way. Like, wow, okay, like how nice, you know? Not that that had never happened to me before, but he was like, no, I don't want this to just be like, okay, well, that was great knowing you. Move on.
One
kind
and
of
done.
Thing. Let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, how long should you wait before you do the do?
I think that ideally it'd be about 3 to 4 dates, which means you've probably been talking for like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even a month.
That's a really good point because you don't just like meet someone and go out on a date. It takes a while to get to know mm-hmm, them yeah. before you commit to that. So in terms of time, are you saying like a couple of months basically?
I think more like a month.
A month. Okay. I like the not sense of urgency, but it's like, okay, if I like you, I like you.
Do you remember the time, the window frame, that Matt said, hey, he wants to slow things down, he's really into you. Was it a month? Was it 2 months? How long? Because Laura and I were a month. We started hanging out in June, and it was in July.
Oh, wow. Let's just get to it, lady.
I think it was 4th of July,
too. It was definitely, oh my gosh.
American birthday.
And we just played Firework by Katy Perry.
Fireworks were going off that night.
It was definitely longer. I would say it was like approaching the 3 month mark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Meanwhile, you're like, I have no patience for that.
Let's get to it.
Amy, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How long should you wait?
I think it depends on the purpose of your date. If you're going out to just have fun, heck, 1 date and you're in. But if you're thinking about something more serious, you should probably, you know, behave a little better.
Yeah, I mean,
like 4-5 date kind of range, which you go out like once a week, it's like a month.
Yeah, that's like a month. I get that, Sarah. You say no deed at all.
Yes.
Are you like someone that's like, wait till we have a commitment here and then we're going to do that?
Absolutely. The Millionaire Matchmaker on Bravo taught me no sex before monogamy.
If the Millionaire Matchmaker, she's a Millionaire Matchmaker for a reason. You got to listen to her.
Yeah, but
advice.
I'm not a millionaire, so I have to listen to her words.
She's the millionaire because people listen to her.
Oh, God, I see.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So we just heard Jelly Roll now, and maybe Jelly Roll is psychic, or he has really good intuition, because not long ago, Jelly Roll was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he was booked on the same day that Diddy was on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And backstage, they asked, hey, Jelly Roll, would you like to meet P. Diddy? And he politely declined. He said, I don't know what it was. I made a joke at first, like, you don't want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed. He said, very seldom do things rub me in a way where I was like, I don't even know if that's a picture I want. And this was before Diddy was hit with all of those sex trafficking allegations. He said, I'm good. And now people, and he's talking about it, and people are like, wow, maybe he knew something that the rest of us didn't know.
And what if they got back to Diddy, like, oh, hey, just a heads up, Jelly Roll's cool, not getting a picture. And he's like, wait a second.
Said, no, I don't.
Diddy's like, what the heck, man? Why not, Jelly Roll?
So nice. What else? If you have a prescription medication that you really depend on every month, pharmacists are warning that they're in short supply of a lot of them. U.S. pharmacists, they released this statement yesterday saying that there are 323 active medication shortages in the country. And it makes this year the shortages the highest number since they started tracking them back in 2001. So they said all drug classes are vulnerable to shortages. That includes chemo drugs, emergency medications that are stored in hospital crash carts. They say the hardest medicines to track down right now is the ADHD drug Adderall. That's the hardest one. And there's no estimate for when they're going to catch up with the demand on any of these drugs.
Do you think Adderall, because there are people out there that take it that don't need it?
That could be. I've heard of that before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Do you know people that do that?
I have known people in the past, yeah.
Yeah.
Currently don't know anybody.
So how do you get it then? If you don't need it, you just lie and make up symptoms? I mean, what are people doing?
Well, I'm assuming, yeah, you go to your doctor and make up some kind of, you know, Google what the symptoms are and just say, hey, these are my symptoms. And then, you know, if you have to see what the doctor's like, and next thing you know, you've got yourself some Adderall.
Doctors are so smart. They had to be, you know, highly educated to become doctors. At what point can you just say, I think you're lying? I don't think you, or can, well, are you allowed to do that? Doctors, are you allowed to say, like, I think you're just trying to get these drugs from me and I'm not going to prescribe them to you. I think you're a liar.
John Mulaney, the comedian who had his issues with drugs and he went into rehab and he's clean now and has a great stand-up special talking about being clean and sober. He breaks down his addiction. And one of the things he was taking a lot was Adderall. And people would ask that same question. Like, how do you go to your doctor and ask for Adderall? And he says what he would do is he would, wherever city was in, pull up on Yelp, doctors, and reverse order them. See the doctors that got one star, half a star. He'd find, like, the bad doctors,
no,
and he would go to them, and they're like, as he says, I think it's, you know, part shtick, but also some truth to what he was saying is that he would go to these doctors, and they'd be so happy they got a patient or something, and they would, he would just say a couple things, and actually, no, he's got the prescription for Adderall or whatever he wanted,
no,
and he'd go
kidding,
and he would get it, but he would reverse Yelp review doctors to find the worst ones in town and go see them.
Wow, that's crazy. They were just excited that they had a patient walking
through
the door.
Patient.
Like, what do you need? I got Adderall. I got Lipitor. I got Ozempic. Take your pick.
We'll do it all.
He puts it all out on a table like, buy one, get one free. Mix 94.1, that's Taylor Swift coming up next hour. A 4-pack of tickets to join us at our private Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department album listening party. It's happening a week from today at Jackpot Bar and Grill. And we're going to have so much fun. Friendship bracelets, music, games, prizes, vinyls, you name it, we're going to have it. And your chance to win is coming up next hour.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. This hour, 9:40, we have your tickets to join us at our Taylor Swift album listening party that's happening a week from today at Jackpot Bar and Grill.
We are so excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. The only way you can get in is by winning your way in, so be listening for that coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, it is time to take it back with the Friday Rewind Quiz, where we try to identify the song backwards. What year are we looking at this year?
1994.
Okay.
So this song spent 12 weeks on the charts. It peaked at number 8. And this week in 1994, it was sitting at number 11.
Okay. Peaked at 8, but it was at 11.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not only going to play it in reverse, I'm going to play it in slow speed.
Slow speed
slow
reverse?
And in reverse.
Oh, from 1994. Okay, let's see.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm thinking I got loose from the wish, thinking I be. My ass is long and fast and yeah, this gas is
I know it already.
Really? Oh, come on, you don't know this?
Is it gin and juice?
Oh my gosh. There's normal speed. You are good, Mercedes.
You know what it was? It was that, like, ooh, that, even though it's slow in reverse, it's still the same sound. And so that's how I can identify it. That's crazy.
You are good at this game. Man, we cannot stump you.
I don't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember a song from 1994 played backwards and slow. That's just how my brain works.
You are good. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the morning.
That was for Allie and Sue, who just sent us a request at 702-364-9400. You can still get your request in right now for the Friday Rewind. Anything from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. What do you want to hear? Let us know. And you want to use that number right now to win. And have we got a prize for you. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, comes out a week from today, and we are having a listening party. It's happening next Friday at Jackpot Bar and Grill, and we want you to be there. We have a 4-pack of tickets right now. We are going to have mocktails, cocktails. You can win prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we want you to win your way in right now. Caller 20 gets these passes. 702-364-9400.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the morning.
Regina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. You are caller 20.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. We got to see her show, my son and I, because we won tickets from you guys. And my nieces in North Carolina are absolute crazy about her. So we'll make little friendship bracelets.
And you'll be there with us. Yes, I can't wait. You can bring your friendship bracelets. We'll trade. We'll listen to her new album. And we're going to have some really cool prizes. Like Taylor herself is sending over some vinyls, some shirts.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to have the best time. 4 tickets for you to join us at Jackpot Bar and Grill next Friday. Cannot wait to see you, Regina. Thank you for listening. And another chance to win another 4-pack is coming up with J-Love in the 1 o'clock hour.
674.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, make sure you are listening all weekend long. We will be giving away more 4-packs of tickets to join us at our Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department album listening party next Friday. Listen to win. You can text to win. It's all happening all weekend long, so keep your radio right here. J-Love is on the way next with more of those passes. Heather will have some this afternoon. And we are out. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.